95.1 WZZO. Hey, Bear Man.
Keith.
Guess who's on the phone? I'd love to ask you that, because it really infuriates you when I say that.
Go ahead.
Phil calling from Def Leppard.
Hey, Phil.
How's it going?
Bless your heart.
Thank you.
What's new in the world of Def Leppard? We haven't heard from you guys forever.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
You guys have been busy.
We have been busy. It's been ridiculous, actually, and it's just getting crazier. Yeah, we start touring, I think, next week in North Carolina.
You guys have been touring pretty often the last couple of years, haven't you?
We have. We've got this new policy. We never used to tour without with new material. And we had a greatest hits album and a covers album, and we just use that as an excuse to get out on tour as well. So, about 4 years in a row, I think.
I think you owe everyone to tour, because everyone wants to hear your music.
That's cool. I think we made up for it, because, like, in the 80s, we'd have these huge gaps, like a four-year thing between a tour, and you have to start again from scratch. So it's this is really good, and we're definitely getting the hang of it now, so it's cool.
It would be a shame not to see you on tour.
Yeah, absolutely.
and this time you're teaming up with Styx and REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, we toured with Styx last year, actually, as well, and they were easily the best band we've ever toured with, as far as, like, personalities and just lovely guys. So we had a blast with them. It was really cool. And they're a good band as well. So that's great.
And so you lost the bet, and now you got to take REO Speedwagon with you.
I know. They come. We know some of them guys. Well, they're really good guys as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So tell us about the new CD.
New CD. The first one since the X album, I think, which was 2003, I think.
That long.
Yeah. So this is. It's quite diverse. It's got kind of quite different types of songs on it. We haven't got any really ballads per se. It's a rock album. It kicks off with a song called Go, and the single's Nine Lives that we recorded with Tim McGraw, which really turned out great. And that was a fun thing. It all kind of sounds like, I was describing it as, it sounds like AC/DC doing Start Me Up by the Stones. It's got that kind of bluesy, rootsy kind of thing to it, and again with Tim singing, he's cool. He's a very great guy.
And it's coming out the end of the month, or the end of next month, rather.
Yeah, and then they've got us really busy. We've got the US tour, and then it goes to India after that, then to Norway, and then God knows where. It ends up in like Bulgaria or Turkey or both, actually, all over the place.
You're really going to India, though?
I do, actually. I mean, you've got to watch it, because you get sick. There's some point in your trip to India where you're going to be in the toilet for a lot of time, like a day or something. So as long as you know that, you're good to go.
How much are ticket prices in India?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know, actually.
About 3 cents.
I know, really. Yeah. But it's booming, like, right now, especially places like Bombay and Delhi and stuff.
So. Yeah, they have big outdoor stadiums for you then, too?
Yeah, we done a TV show there like years ago, but we've never actually toured there. I've been travelled around India, but done the tourist thing. But it'd be really interesting to play there, to do actual proper shows and stuff.
I think it's interesting. The song Nine Lives, isn't it going to do for the NBA what Hank Williams Jr. Are You Ready for Some Football did for the NFL?
Well, wouldn't that be great? Yeah, that would be really cool.
After it's all said and done, you're as well known for an NBA theme song as anything, right?
Yeah, that's good though. Yeah, we take that. That works. It's great doing a video. We done a video, and they're kind of splicing it with different games each week and different players, and that. So you'll have Kobe 1 week, and it's really cool.
I was really surprised though, because you guys, of course, are world class footballers. And every time you'd come over here, we'd get together and play a little game, and you would hand us our asses. I remember that. Yeah, I remember it too.
But it was kind of cheating, because when back then, like 20 something years ago, no one played soccer over here at all. It's kind of a cheap shot on our part. We'd come in and everyone would go, well, it's the wrong shape of the ball, and you'd have this thing, so we'd win. But over the years, they'd get better every time, and the U.S. national team's fantastic, and there's just great players all over the place.
Yeah, but that still didn't stop Joe Elliott from kicking me in the mouth a couple of times,
I don't think that has anything to do with anything else. He's just mean,
And I'm not the least bit bitter about it. But it's interesting that being a great avid soccer players and fans, that you would hook up with the NBA.
It's pretty weird, but, you know, I live in the States, so I've lived in California for, like, 18 years.
Oh, I can tell by your accent.
Absolutely. I've kept that going.
Oh, big Clippers fan, huh?
Lakers here, but, you know. Yeah. Oh, no.
So no one plays cricket here, so maybe you could play some radio stations in cricket.
You know, that's like watching paint dry. I could never quite get my hand around that. You know, it's a bit, yeah.
Lawn bowling.
Yeah, it's weird. It's actually really strange. And they changed the uniform because they used to wear all white, and it was right. Even more boring back then. But they sexed it up, as they called it, and they cut these kind of blue and purple and red slashes and like kind of this really rock and roll kind of futuristic outfit.
But there you go. They're begging for a theme. They're begging for a theme song now, my friend.
Yeah, I don't think we should go there, though.
There's your million-dollar idea for the day right there.
Yeah, no, I think we don't want to do that.
So the album comes out on the 29th of April, Songs from the Spark Lounge.
Right.
You guys are coming around with Styx and REO Speedwagon.
Yeah.
You guys are busy.
And then I think they're going to add dates on later on. You know, after we've done this, you know, tour around the world thing, I think we're going to come back to the States for late summer.
So I guess we're not going to have a picnic at your house this summer.
We may have a picnic at your house, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah. Come on over.
Yeah.
I'll be home. You guys will be touring.
No. Wow. We can pop in. That'd be cool.
All right. He's Phil Collin here, 95.1 of EZZO.